Podium Audio presents Assault, Book 3 of GSG Van Horn series, written by Toby Neighbors, performed by AJ Jones. Chapter 1.
What the hell are those things?
Corporal Peyton Mack asked.
I don't know, I replied. Looking across the plain where several large armored vehicles were rolling out of the huge Orcassi ship that had recently landed outside the lone city on Arakron. But it ain't good. Mac and I were there to scout the enemy. We had spent the entire night hiking through the forest and then across the wide plain. We were still 40 clicks from the Orcassi city, with its dome-shaped domicile and landing pads. When the sun had come up, we stopped moving near a cluster of short bushes with wide leaves. Our nanoparticle adaptive armor would camouflage us as long as we didn't move around, so we detached the scopes from our MR1s and watched the enemy.
This isn't good,
Max said.
I guess blowing up their temple pushed them over the edge, I replied.
We didn't do that, he replied. It was their transport that did the damage.
I doubt the orcs see it that way, I told him. Our laser weapons won't be much use against those things.
So what do we do, Gunny?
Wait and watch, I told him. That's all we can do. Maybe those things have a weakness. We find that, and perhaps we can cause some damage. The machines were big with massive metal treads that chewed up the soft ground as they moved. They weren't fast, but they looked menacing. There were two large laser cannons mounted on top and some type of smaller gun in the rear pointing behind the vehicles on a rotating turret. The front was wide and curved, like the large blade of an earth mover. The vehicles looked big enough to take down the massive trees in the Orcassi forest.
I'm not seeing any weaknesses,
Peyton Mack said grimly.
Me neither, I admitted. They must use those things to wreck cities. I've never seen one before.
Not even on Leonis B?
I shook my head.
They just used the standard vehicles there. Gunships, transports, and surveillance craft. I estimated the vehicles were 20 meters wide and 15 meters tall. They rumbled and belched a thick black smoke from pipes at the rear. I made a mental note. The pipes had something to do with whatever type of engine powered the big vehicles. A grenade tossed inside could cause enough damage to stop the machines. Only we didn't have grenades. We had left a lot of munitions on the Der Spitzel in favor of the new weapons designed by the Alethians. A person could only carry so much. The original mission was a straightforward recon op, and we had packed for that, not war. But Lieutenant Masterson had given orders to free the human slaves and then got his squad captured, necessitating a rescue that involved a direct confrontation with the Orcassi. Since then, the war had only intensified, until the orcs had sent what amounted to massive killing machines with one clear purpose: to track down my platoon and kill us all. We needed more firepower.
They're dirty machines,
Peyton pointed out.
I've never seen so much smoke from something that wasn't on fire.
He was referring to the black, oily discharge from the rumbling tanks. Looks like they're burning fossil fuels, I said. My folks back in Alaska had an antique tractor that used oil and gasoline. It belched smoke just like that.
I guess we know how they caused the smog,
Peyton continued.
They must have polluted their own world until they had to leave. Maybe that's why there's only a few settlements down here.
Makes sense, I agreed. And why the priests and clans living here reject all technology. Once the tanks were all lined up, each one with 40 or 50 meters of space between them, Orcassi troopers began to move into position. They lined up in the gaps, only they weren't like any troops I had ever seen from the aliens we had fought with for decades.
Gunny?
Yeah.
What the hell are those things?
Beats me, I said. Ever see them before?
Never.
I could hear the fear in his voice. It wasn't terror, but rather a sense of disturbance over what we were seeing. The orcs were wearing suits of armor, not unlike what we wore,